One day, I was just casually looking through job openings, and they had an opening for a reading specialist at the high school. I would graduate that summer with a master's degree as a reading specialist. I was just curious about the job. Christy and I called on the high school principal, and immediately he said, "I want to talk to you. You're saying that you have a reading specialist degree. We're putting in a program at the high school where we're going to work with kids who do not pass at 10th grade or above with their reading level." And so we go over and we talk to the superintendent and the high school principal, and they hire us. And my wife was working on her master's degree in library science. And they said, "Well, by coincidence, we're going to open a library at junior high and elementary level. And if you have your degree in library science, your master's degree, and you work out as a teacher, then we will hire you for the library position." We would move to Ulegal after only 2 years at Coweta, and we liked Coweta. And we would stay 18 years, and I would be superintendent of schools when we would leave there.
That was Ulaga Tallala Public Schools. So,
yes.
Then, while you're there in Ulaga, you start taking classes in school administration, and you earned your administrative certificate.
Well, that is an interesting story as well. The only place in Oklahoma where you can get a master's degree in library science is OU. So, I was there. I needed to take something. Like I say, I was there in Norman. My wife was going to school, and I just feel like that much of what happened in my life was meant to be, because I was there in Norman, and I enrolled in administration classes, and I took a couple of summers of administration classes, and I was very close to being certified. So I came back and I enrolled in the program at TU. I would end up in the doctor program at TU, but I wouldn't finish my doctorate because by then we started having children, and I just didn't want to commit the time. So we were at Ulaga. I was hired, and I worked for 3 years in the reading program, and then thanks to the fact that I enrolled in administration classes at Norman and decided to finish it at TU, I was fully certified. We had a new superintendent come to Ulaga, and one of the board members said we had a real turnover in administration. And one of the board members said to the new superintendent, Lonnie Parrish, who came from Volga, he was truly a blessing in my life. And one of the board members said, "There's a guy teaching in the reading department at the high school, and I think he has his administrative certificate, and he has a really good reputation, as a teacher, you really ought to talk to him. 1 week into Lonnie Parrish's first week on the job, he had the high school, he had his secretary call me, and she said, the new superintendent wants to talk to you. And I said, how do you even know who I am? What does he want to talk about? And she said, he didn't say. And so I went on Friday and talked to Lonnie Parrish, and he revealed that he had been told that I was a good teacher and that I had my administrator certificate. Would I be interested in joining the administrative team? And that is how I got into administration at Hulaga. I will just say this, John. I did absolutely everything. And by everything, I mean every assignment possible in preparation for the superintendent's job. And by that, I mean truly. I was director of transportation. I was over finance. I was over curriculum. I was even the athletic director. I did everything under Lonnie Parrish, and then I would succeed him as superintendent. And my wife was the librarian. She taught English for a year, and she was the librarian at Hulaga. We would say 18 years.
So you're about 36 years old then, I think, when you took Lonnie Parrish's job position.
Yes, that would be about